Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Also on our news line now is the Port Authority Steve Coleman. We've heard these conditions at the Port Authority bus terminal. A couple of levels closed. What can you tell us there?
Essentially, we have about 600 people in the bus terminal waiting for buses. You know, there's difficulty getting buses into the terminal and out of the terminal given the weather conditions. So right now we're restricting new customers from getting in the bus terminal until we can handle those that are already there. We're urging people, if they can, to take either PATH, New Jersey Transit, or ferries to get back to New Jersey if that's possible. And we're hoping the conditions in the bus terminal start to subside in the coming hours.
So what's your message to these riders? Don't come to the Port Authority?
I think our message right now is, if people can take any other form of mass transit, whether it be NJ Transit, PATH, or ferries to get back to New Jersey, they should do so.
What's going on with the buses that are on the roads? Have you heard from, you know, what are your drivers telling you? Are they able to move, or are they stuck in all this traffic like everybody else?
I mean, they're stuck in the traffic like everybody else. You know, we're trying to get the buses in there as quickly as possible. We have our PAPD in there, you know, trying to move buses through the facility as quickly as possible. But obviously, we're just trying to take care of the customers that we already have in the building before we let new customers in. Otherwise, we end up with a public safety issue.
All right, Steve, thanks. The Port Authority's Steve Coleman joining us on the Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.